And from Watchfield to Wedmore, where people are taking energy matters into their own hands, they're investing in a local solar farm. The Wedmore Community Power Cooperative have now passed the £500,000 mark in their share issues, and they're halfway towards developing around 4,000 solar panels in two paddocks off Quab Lane there. Well, let's speak to Robin Mews, who's from the project and should have all the details for us. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Ben.
Well, this is it's interesting, this one. It's unusual. How did it come about?
We decided that as much as we support the use of solar PV, it would be better to bring benefits back to the local community rather than allow venture capitalists from London and foreign investors to reap the profit. There are several cooperative-based PV schemes developing nationally, and the idea is that a voluntary board sets the thing up and encourages local subscribers, local members of the cooperative to fund the scheme and take the local benefit.
How much of this was about, because we hear about groups that oppose solar farms locally, how much of this was about you taking control and saying, well, it's inevitable, it will happen at some point, so let's make sure we get in there and we benefit from it?
There is an element of that. There's only so much capacity. No one else can develop a scheme like this on the outskirts of Wedmore because we have used the capacity on that power line. So it's an element of us being able to manage the thing locally rather than an outside agent come in and do what they will.
And the investors, are they all from the village?
The Pioneer members were about 95% from the Isle of Wedmore. We had a Pioneer offer that raised £150,000 in the spring. And that was 95% locally
right.
Subscribed.
So if you invest, then what do you get back in return?
The members are financially rewarded. It isn't a charity. The members would expect to make a reasonable return, and that return is projected in the first year to be 5%.
Okay, and I'm assuming that there will be an element of energy coming directly from that to the village, but also some of it being sold on to the grid, is that correct?
It's all sold to the grid.
So it doesn't actually directly go towards Wedmore, and it's just a profit basically you're trying to get from it.
The power all goes to Wedmore. It would all be used on the Isle of Wedmore. There will be very, very few occasions, today perhaps might be one of them, where an element might leave the parish.
Right.
But the power will be used in the village and on a sunny day in the summer.
I mentioned that you've done a good job in getting as many sort of those shares issued as possible. When will the building actually start?
We're hoping. We've still got to sort out planning conditions. We're hoping if we can resolve those next week, we'll start in September. There is still a small possibility it will start in November. That will be the latest start date. But we're confident it'll be a September start date and commissioned by the end of October.
We'll wait and see. Robin, very interesting. Robin Mews there from the Wedmore Community Power Cooperative joining us on the show.